Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Say hello to Bob. Yeah. All right, let's get this party started here. Jake, what do you got?
Thank you, Bob. Cowell and Son, All By Their Lonesome, brings you my hero, my best friend, and a man who I can tell has been distracted by the presence of his old squeeze all day. It's the great Dan McDowell.
Has this been awkward for you, Jake?
Very.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I'm trying not to be so open with my PDA with Jake in front of Gerbs.
Or is it the other way around?
Joining us, well... Before we...
Maybe there's room for three in this relationship.
I think
Tom.
There is.
I'm not Tom.
Before we...
MMM.
Set up the Eiffel Tower, let's bring in our great friends, the Hardline. Mike Reiner.
Mike Reimer and that ticket.
And Corby Davidson.
What a bitch.
Shoopy! Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mr. Dan. How are you?
Some of my- I'm so good. Are you at the W?
I am.
The former home of Chloe.
You know, we're...
Yes, it is.
We're next door to you. Did you guys know that? That the W is right next door?
It seemed like you got a late start on your commute.
Hey, Mike, I'll get a room later on. You want to have a
Whoa.
Party?
Woo. I'd love to,
Let me
Donovan.
Tell you something, Donovan.
Let's do it.
More empty... statements from Donovan.
I already have a room.
That what? He would not really do.
Please.
I got a room, and I need a roommate.
I'll give you the room number later on.
I got a room. You got a room.
Hey.
He got a room. They got a room.
Everybody's got a room.
Everybody's got a room.
Well, let's say hello to a man who I invited to hang out at 11:30
okay,
because
I did all that too, and then
we were going to practice some ticket stock songs. And then he's still here.
Hey.
Like we keep saying that to him, thinking he'll take the hint and then leave.
Hey.
But he doesn't.
That's
so
all right, Shoopy.
We
I don't
publicly
want you to leave.
Say hello
you,
to one Michael Gruber. McGruber!
Lord.
He cuts off the drops and then he plays some farts. McGruber! He went back to college, but he really thinks it sucks.
I don't understand what just happened.
Hey, Groups.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Great to see you. You sure have a lot of hair.
That's a really hungry Groups.
The hair fairy. Is your dad full hair-headed?
Yeah,
so you're not going to lose that hair?
Nah.
Never.
Does the carpet match the drape?
Yeah, you have a lot of hair down there.
You do have like
so
a red
much.
Beard, yet a dark head.
I really do.
So the carpet and drapes might not match, huh?
No, but they don't clash either.
How's your mom?
They look great
She's good,
together.
Man.
Oh, how is that?
She says,
how
hey.
Is your mom?
Hey, how's your
oh,
sister?
She does say hello to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old's your sister?
Do you remember?
Really?
Wait for that the trade to happen.
Did you ever say
down?
Anything
yeah.
about me, Shoopy?
Do you remember your sister?
All the time. Yeah.
How's she?
She's good.
How old is she?
She's about to turn 24.
Oh my gosh!
I gotta tell you,
or 25.
Oh, that's even better.
Wow.
These two?
Yep. You know, Groobs, there's a lot of pressure on 24-year-old kids, and there's also a lot of pressure on radio superstars.
Well, you know what?
I know.
She might even understand what it's like.
Yeah.
The tough world of radio.
Mm-hmm.
Does she laugh like you?
Shut up, Ty.
I miss that.
I bet she doesn't, but there are a lot of girls up in the front part of the building who do, Dan.
Yeah. I should talk to them after work today on my way to Guys Night Out.
Well, I'm hoping that they come over here.
Oh, you know they will.
The sales
hey, here's
staff.
The deal.
All of them.
What if we did this for one day only? What if we had Groobs run Why Today Doesn't Suck on the board?
Whoa.
You cannot do that.
That's just insane.
But Jake would probably get mad.
I could not care less.
Remember
what that means.
Come on in
that
here.
Means.
I don't care.
Jake is fuming right now.
Who was the defensive coordinator who didn't want Dom Capers in here?
I've never seen Jake this mad.
Oh, he is so incredibly angry.
Brian Stewart.
I'm going straight to the fifth floor and straight to that back stall.
Jake, why don't you come in here?
Let's do it.
Let's switch spots. All right, we're swapping. Like we've always wanted to do, Bob.
Put your keys in that bowl, Groups.
We can now
swap. Before I leave, I'm going to start this.
Oh, Jake, you're the best.
Today is Thursday, January 24th.
Don't leave.
The 24th day of the year. There are 341 days left in 2013. Today is the Ticket's birthday.
Happy birthday, Ticket.
Might you guys mention that today, Mike?
I haven't planned on it.
What time?
We look at the future. Okay?
That's right. We're looking at what we've done before up until now doesn't matter.
Not a damn thing.
All right. Why are you yelling at me?
Just let you know.
All right with me. I
need that shirt, dude. I've got to have that shirt.
You like that?
We're not here to talk about history.
No.
Nor are we here to promote Diamond Talk.
All right. Well, for the first time ever, we have Jake in studio.
Hey, Jake.
How do you like it in here? It's spacious.
Oh,
isn't it?
So nice.
Isn't it warm in there?
This waiter always in here?
Mm-hmm. We have free sandwiches.
So warm.
And on the board for today only.
In the house.
On the board is Groobs.
Boats and hoes.
With boats and hoes.
It's like if Rusty Greer went to a Rangers game and they were like, oh, hey, want an at-bat? Why don't you go up to bat?
Wouldn't it be awesome
cool if they would do that?
Against Sean Bass.
Now, would he have a matching sundress?
Birthday news. We have Hayes says...
Milk.
It is my dad's 52nd birthday. I am 13, so I don't have pictures of women, but here's a picture of Rihanna. Can I get some CJ Wilson bragging, please? My dad's name is Chris. So, this young man, Groobs, Chris Barton's birthday.
Good luck with that search function in there, bud.
Boy, if I miss this.
Yeah,
holy
good
crap.
Times, isn't it?
Hayes is only 13.
Just like it used to be, right, Shoopy?
Just like Little Groobs was once 13, listening to the Ticket. Would you play him something? I guess not.
Everything I do is deliberate. I don't just wake up and like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to do this today. Like I have everything planned out and thought out. It's obviously I've had a lot of good games this year and last year. It's nice to be one of those guys. Looking at it last year, Cliff and I won on the road. Cliff was a great pitcher, and I pitched a good game, so I think that's why we won. I'm an odd guy. I have businesses on the side and hobbies. there's like a samurai proverb where you can oversharpen your knife and eventually.
That's the only guy's only 52.
Get that guy back on this team.
Boy, you missed that guy, don't you?
Where have all the samurai proverbs gone?
Wasn't it better when Wasn't it cool when somebody else was in town bragging, Corby?
To take the heat off you?
Yeah, man.
Where are
you going, Walgreens?
Hey, Dan, my name is Tommy Taylor. It's my birthday.
Tommy!
Big P1.
Tommy!
And Sam Hale says it's the 22nd birthday of my best friend, Chelsea.
The Sam Hale.
Pictures included.
Whoa, 22?
Sans extra info. Yep. Mike is my leader, but Donnie is my bleeder.
I don't know what that means.
Uh-oh.
What about eggs from P1 Samuel?
Let's see
now,
Chelsea.
Apparently his best friend is a 22-year-old girl, so that means he's trying to hook up with her. Right?
Whoa!
Is there any way you call a girl your best friend unless you're trying to dust off home plate?
I like
Sam,
the girls that
if there is anything I can do to further your cause in this pursuit, let me know.
I love Sam.
Got to put an expiration date on that, though.
But the picture taken in the public bathroom, it looks like, seems uncomfortable to me. Right, Jake?
Breast you got about implant. 4 or 5 months of best friend to a girl you're not
tagging.
Yeah.
Ask Groobs about the friend zone.
Do girls think that way, though?
Groobs is a great friend.
Dirty girls, are they just like, I'm going to be your best friend
You're a good
forever.
Friend.
They'll get
you
dressed in front of you and everything.
I can tell you all about my boyfriend problems, and you just listen.
I just don't have any feelings for you sexually.
Yeah.
But I'd like you to come over to talk. And then you think that there's a chance. Okay, I'll get over there.
Yeah, there always is, dude, as long as alcohol's involved.
Here comes Robbie Ross loping over there.
Elsewhere, Tim Biakabatuka, 39.
Long as chloroform is involved.
Tishmanga.
Fennis Dembo, 47.
Wyoming.
He shot a left-handed free throw, didn't he?
Roofies.
Rob Dibble,
like
49.
Dibs.
Dibs.
Mary Lou Redden, 45.
Snake.
I would.
I'm totally forgotten today.
Well, actually, she's not, because everyone remembers her. She's married to Shannon Kelly, I believe, the former University of Texas quarterback.
As I say, totally forgotten today.
Do I remember?
Is that your buddy?
Do I remember?
Buddy?
Your,
is that your
then
buddy?
She's not totally forgotten.
Nordgren?
Hey, buddy.
I think I got jungle fever.
Tatiana Ali is 34.
Oh, that's a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air alum.
Donovan, have you looked at your email today?
I have not.
Mark that down for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, mark that, please.
Mark that group.
What about your blee mail?
Shut up, line four guy.
I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Neil
Diamond.
I sent
you something that I think you'll like.
Okay.
Neil Diamond is 72.
That is greatness.
The Jewish Elvis.
That is greatness.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Neil Diamond.
No, there's really not.
The Hungarian Barry Manilow.
Name
he
one
plays
hit.
Nice soft rock. And he turns yeah. up on the bridge, Dan.
Name or the orange
other
status.
Questions.
Name one hit.
Forever in Blue Jeans.
Ed Helms, 39.
I said
that
a hit.
That is brilliant. Right, Shoopy?
Dougie Doug Doug.
Phil Lamar, 46.
Wow.
Great friend of our
Marvin.
Show.
Kendrick Lamar?
Whoa.
And was shot in the face in Pulp Fiction.
Negro.
It's black, Bob. You're not in Mexico.
And Mike.
What's going on?
Who is this?
We've had some visitors just show up.
Yeah. Who?
Don't worry about it. Bye. Go ahead, Dan.
You'll see.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Just like...
I'm sorry, Dan. Yeah. I had to have a little business to
just
take
like
care
Anchorman?
Of.
Hey, sometimes you have to take care of business on the air.
Oh,
but,
Terry Schiavo, you're barely alive-o. Guess what? Ty sent me the entire song from Family Guy of Terry Schiavo.
You gonna play it?
Totally.
For some reason, I imagine your email box filled with nothing but Family Guy emails. Is that
wouldn't be
unfair?
A bad thing. I'd love it if it was.
Yeah.
I love Family Guy.
Mark that and chop out email.
Yakov Smirnoff, 62.
Mike.
What a cog tree!
You're
what?
Wondering where he is? He is in Branson, Bob, doing two shows a day.
Today, I ate hamburger.
He does 10A and 1P, and then he's done.
But it had no ham.
Yesterday, I drive down highway. Hey, what a country!
In Russia, highway drive you.
Now,
page 7.
Here are your spare birthdays.
I'm sore. That's it. That's it.
What?
All right.
Good
it's like an old girlfriend.
Tell him Rich Phillips sent you.
Tim Stoddard, 60.
He's heating up.
Tim Stoddard, fun. Baseball with the Orioles, basketball with NC State.
Nope.
How about this? Jerry Burns. Could he possibly still be alive, Mike?
Mr. Burns.
I want me some glory hope.
I'm going to say and venture a guess because I don't know, but I'm going to say yes, he is.
Ty, did you send me that email or text?
I agree.
Sent you an email.
Oh,
I
Mike.
Can pull it up here.
Number
if you'd
24
like.
Is
I say
my
alive.
Favorite.
I digitized a game
like
involving Jerry Burns just last night.
Oh, man.
What
he's
about
alive
eggs?
And he's 86.
Unreal.
Oh, it's very real.
There are a lot of them in there that are very, very worthy. Donald.
24 is my favorite so far.
In fact, I believe it was Herschel Walker's first
Who
game with
you,
the
baby?
Vikings.
Boy, you do. I owe you a lot.
Bobby Bryant, 69.
New edition.
Bobby Lee
my prerogative.
Bryant.
Bobby Bryant, I believe, Bobby yes. is the cornerback that Drew Pearson beat on 4th and 17 to get the Cowboys out to midfield in the Hail Mary game.
Okay, so the man opposite
court.
Nate Wright? Or Fedon Beckham?
Now that play went to the right. Nate Wright was on the right side, too, so maybe it wasn't.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
Bobby, Bobby Bryant was notable for a couple of things.
Go ahead.
On, somebody was calling for Bob.
Go ahead, Mike. Norm.
I'm sorry.
Throw it my butt.
Oh. Does it hurt?
sorry, Bob. I'm just trying to talk sports.
I appreciate you doing that. Especially 70s NFL football.
All right, you guys want to hear the Terry Schiavo song?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, homosexual.
All right, let me set this up by saying this is a Family Guy episode out. In which the kindergarten class that Stewie, or the preschool class that Stewie goes to, puts on a play about Terry Schiavo, and Stewie plays the plug.
No, not yet, my poor guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So here is the minute-long playlet from Family Guy.
I'm the ticket.
What about fun?
Hang on.
Yeah, what about fun?
That's the respirator that Terry Schiavo's on. Hang on.
She's a vegetable. I hate vegetables. Don't worry about her, Mr. Schiavo. She's being kept alive by medical science.
Gee, look at all this stuff. How does it all work?
Well, I'll tell you.
This one keeps her liver clean. This one checks her pee.
How about this one over here?
Oh, that's
way,
just
Bob,
the TV.
Jerry Burns still alive.
This one checks her heart rate. This one checks her veins. And this dispenses gravy for her mashed potato brain.
Oh, Terry Schiavo is kind of a lipo. What a lively little bugger.
Maybe we should just unplug her.
Terry Schiavo is kind of a lipo. The most expensive plant you'll ever see.
Oh, my God.
So it's Terry Schiavo is kind of alive.
Yeah.
Not barely alive. Oh, you screwed up the
Terry
lyrics all this time.
You really did.
Idiot. You have to do it again.
Let it go.
Take a stock. You know what? Done. I'll do the Terry
the
Schiavo
gravy
song.
To a mashed potato brain.
What would Seth say if he realized you didn't know the lyrics?
Oh, man.
Mark Eaton, 56.
Utah.
He ain't
that
cheating.
Is the biggest man I've ever seen.
The Utah Mormons. And Atlee Hammaker, 55.
Wait, is he the guy that stole his pants?
No. Greg Ostertag?
Oh, okay.
Atlee Hammaker gave up a grand slam.
He's also a Utah Jazz
okay,
center.
You're back to Mark Eaton?
Yeah.
Did they ever figure out if he was boinking the woman that he killed?
Didn't that start the American League winning streak, and it got pretty ridiculous, too?
And yeah. He started Hammaker Schlemmer.
And he didn't see his 66th birthday, but it is the birthday of Giorgio Canalia.
He's in Victory 2.
They had a sequel?
Invictus?
No.
I think he was an ex-Cleveland Force.
Did you hear, Bob? Jerry Burns alive.
I'm happy to hear that. I don't
Why?
Have a big problem with him.
No, you're not.
He is...
That didn't change anything,
he's
though,
86.
Right?
Oh, yeah, he will be. He's 86.
I bet you he went fishing today. Probably in one of those little shanties up in the Twin Cities, if I would guess.
Maybe he went ice fishing. Maybe he's one of those hardcore guys.
There's no doubt he is.
Because of the implication.
Born on this day, now dead, John Belushi.
Belushi.
Sharon
so
Tate.
Overrated. He had
Anna
one
Warren.
Eyebrow.
J. Howard Marshall.
Mike, that's your dream.
Marshall.
Turn into that. Get you a stripper from Houston when you're 89.
Yeah, someone that's being born right now. You can marry.
Come on now.
Yeah? And she'll love
it. It's not a bad plan.
And Warren Zevon.
Mike. Oh, the great Warren Zevon.
That's Letterman's friend.
And dead
hey,
on this date.
You know, I love the Klan.
Hold on, Corby.
Well, I just had to get that out.
Dead on this day, still dead, Winston Churchill, Larry Fine, and L. Ron Hubbard.
Larry Fine is dead on this day, huh? The Three Stooges, great.
Many women are shedding tears right now over the death of Larry Fine.
No, they're not either. They don't know who it is. And if they did know, they're repulsed. Just like they are with Jimi Hendrix.
And Chris Berman.
Groobs, any last words before you go back to your mommy girl?
Yes, before you return to the what year degree plan are you
that's
on?
That's a tough thing, but...
I think he's picking drops he feels are underplayed by you.
Pull those retractable arms back in.
I talk like this because they took my tonsils out with a set of pliers.
Everybody
when
start
I was
throwing
8 years old.
Start throwing
five.
Fish.
No, we're going to frame
hold
the
on,
group
before,
three.
Before the countdown, groups.
We're going to frame his sonic spoons.
Let's go right now to 10 drops that you wish Jake would play more. Go ahead. Hit them.
It's so proud in the deep.
Where's that?
I'm with that.
All right. Boy. That's a tough thing, but...
He has a reputation of Hitler on here.
Bottom.
That's four. Five.
Wait, what?
Or we'll do five. Oh, six.
It's right over there by Six Flags in the ballpark.
I wear that out, so that's inaccurate.
Free sandwiches.
Only for Ty.
Pong.
I'm the Undertaker and you're the body. Let me embalm you.
Cheating ain't cheating.
Oh! Shut it down!